You know, I've often said I'm not above stealing a good line. And I heard a really good one yesterday when I was visiting in my hometown of Cynthiana and visiting with some family. And my sister told me about her son-in-law's father, who led singing at Covenant Presbyterian Church. And every Sunday when he stood up to lead singing, he would greet everybody with these words: "Good morning, you made a wise choice today." And I think that's so true. For those of you who are here, you made a wise choice today. Because we all have choices. And when you chose to come, you made a wise choice. Because it's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to know that we can receive strength from His Word, His presence, and just fellowship with one another. Our worship team is scattered. Rock and Mona, on this eve of the eclipse, are out of town to enjoy that event tomorrow. Mike and Paula are somewhere now, I guess, on the California coast. The last time I talked to them, they were entering Colorado. And so Robbie and Caleb and Michael, I've been listening to them. They put me in a good mood this morning. As they were warming up, it lifted my spirits, and I know that you'll be blessed to worship. We're going to begin our worship by asking you to stand if you are comfortable doing that. And we're going to sing a song together, some great hymns, but this one that gives us hope and a purpose for living each day, dealing with our problems with confidence, because He lives.
God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy He gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face a certain day, because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He live. And then one day I'll cross the river, I'll fight life's fight, no war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and and life is worth the living just because He lives.
Obviously, we had some source problems this morning with no way to get to it, and I don't know if that's going to be able to be. It's being worked on. So most of these songs that we're doing today, you'll know most of it by heart. And if you don't know the words and we don't get them up, hum, whistle, clap your hand, whatever you do, praise the Lord, all right?
Proceed.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore to our bountiful Father above. We will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Amen.
You know, it's because we'll have a sweet by and by that we can live confidently in the nasty now and now. Please know that.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about out his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen.
Do this a little upbeat, Mike. How about it?
Okay, here we go.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, do you rest each moment in the light as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Walking daily by the Savior's side, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Let your soul be ready for the mansion's bright, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. And there's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
trust this morning that that's more than just a song of gratitude and praise, but that each of us can look at our hearts and our lives and say we have a relationship with God the Father because we've been to Christ, we've received His grace through His shed blood on the cross, and we are washed and made clean by the blood of the Lamb. Father, thank You for such a marvelous and wonderful gift. As awful as it was, as painful as it was, as ugly as it was there at Calvary some 2,000 years ago, it was, in spite of all that, the greatest proof of love that the world has ever seen. And so today we celebrate that love, that gift, and that grace. We confess that we have nothing on our own that could pay for our relationship with You and our redemption, but that as the apostle wrote, we were redeemed with the precious blood of the Lamb that was slain, our Savior and Your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we offer thanks. Amen. Mm-hmm. You may be seated. What a blessing it is to gather together today to worship the Lord. And I'm so thankful for so many things, and I'm thankful for our church family, and I'm thankful for all the gifts that we have that are used in so many different ways. And even this morning, you know, as we realize a good part of our worship and praise team is gone, we're blessed to have the folks that just led us. We're blessed to have Joyce, who ministers such grace to us every Communion Sunday and faithfully does that. So, you know, for a small church, I'm not bragging, I'm just saying we're extremely blessed to have the people who have gifts and use them to bless us and to bless the Lord. So Joyce, Michael, Caleb, Robbie, thank you so very much for helping us. Yes. This morning you have your bulletin, I believe, with announcements that are in there. Coming up real soon, a week from tomorrow night, is the annual Habitat for Humanity benefit dinner. I know some things have been donated. I know there are people who would like to purchase tickets. All that information in full detail is there. However, in addition to all that information, you can also get tickets from Mary Lee, who is a member of the Habitat board. And Mary does an excellent job in nurturing the families that receive. If you kind of wonder what those folks do, Mary works in nurturing the families who are the beneficiaries of that home. And she's just so well qualified for that because she cares about those folks, and I think they know it. And so it's a wonderful ministry in our community. So if you would like to go to the dinner or donate an item, please just follow that announcement and take advantage of all that. We had a great time last Sunday night. Thanks again to the Moores for hosting that family fun night. A lot of kids caught some fish, and it was their first time to have such success fishing, so it kind of made their day. It's a great time of fellowship, just visiting and sharing together. One of the things we were concerned about, I'll just share a few things with you. We have about five or six dead trees right along our property line, and they could fall and cause some damage. And so we talked about getting it done, and going through different folks went to Inner County, and they said, we've only got one tree there that's a danger to us, and that's all we're going to take down. And we talked about hiring it done, and then realized that's probably county property. Called the county on Wednesday, and Thursday, the very next day, they came out and took down all those dead trees, cleaned up all the mess, even cleaned up the one that Inter County had cut down. So Friday I called them and thanked them at the road department for being so prompt and so professional about getting that done. So if you have a chance to pass along a compliment to the road department, they would appreciate it. I know they don't always operate that promptly. But the lady said, you know, it's really nice to have somebody call and say something nice. I'm sure they get a lot of complaints. So It always is good to pass along a kind word to someone when they've been a blessing. So that was a big thing we were concerned about that the Lord took care of. I'll just open it up now if anybody has an announcement, something you'd like to share before we move on into our prayer time and a little later our communion service together. Denise. Yeah. Weird. Yeah, just magnify it out there. We're really having technical difficulties today. Yeah. Thank you all for being really patient. You say we love that little community church, but it's technologically challenged. Amen. And we certainly pray for Emily because it's very heart-rendering and very, very sensitive, yeah. So pray for her and for those twins, wisdom for the doctors and for all this to go well. David, you may have to speak up. I think we're still having microphone trouble. Yes. We will keep Jerry and his son, who's donating the kidney, lifted up on our prayer list through that and following that. And trust, just as a lot of things, maybe the timing sometimes when it's delayed is for the best. We trust that God will work all that out for Jerry and that he'll have complete recovery and that they'll be blessed with health. Yes, David.
Yeah, I have a friend that I'd like to ask for a corporate prayer for, named Shanda Boynton. Do you remember Shanda?
I know Shanda.
So she's been off work now for the last 7 or 8 weeks. So tired she can't even get out of bed. And she went and had a... She went and had a brain scan or whatever you want to call it. But they showed lesions on her brain, and they really don't know what that is. So they're, you know, I'm just asking for prayer for that for healing and everything.
All right. Emmeline, we do have the microphone now, and I'm sure it'll be helpful. I think it's working where we can all hear.
I just wondered if we could have corporate prayer for Jerry and Emily and Shonda. I have not been a part of any prayers for Emily, and I just think when we do that for the hour, for this hour,
yes,
it would be good.
I agree, and I felt the same way. And when these very extreme kind of things come to light, it's good that we can be together to pray corporately, and we'll do that in just a moment for these very important needs. Debbie Smith.
I've been in touch with our friend, our friends in Texas, Debbie Shannon, and we've prayed for quite some time for their son, Ben, who has battled with melanoma for almost a couple of years now. He is really struggling with nausea. They think it's due to the trial medication that they put him on. He is not able to keep anything down. He has lost a tremendous amount of weight. He did not have a lot of weight to lose. So if you would just continue to lift up Ben in your prayers. And Debbie's having some complications with her MS that she struggled with over the years. But it seems like the more that she goes into prayer for Ben, the more that she gets hit physically with more complications. So if you would just remember them and praise in the middle of this is David has gotten a job. That's Debbie's husband. He has gotten a job. So at least they do have some money coming in to pay some bills. And Ben's wife is working, but they live with David and Debbie, just because financially with everything happening with his medical condition, that's what they've had to do. So if you would just lift the Shannons up.
William?
I'd like to thank the Lord for the healing that he's given me here. It was about a month ago. I couldn't even walk hardly because my back was hurting so bad. And come find out it was a disc was out of place, pushing on my sciatic nerve, and had it pinched real bad. And I would like to thank everybody for their prayers. And I've been back to work for about 2.5 weeks now, so I'm doing a lot better.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you.
And also, I'd like for everybody to be praying for some friends of mine. I don't know all the details. I just know they're real bad sick. Mm-hmm. One is Gail Chambers Brown.
Yes.
And Lee Hard Relaford.
Yes.
Lee Hard's been sick for about a month or so, and he's pretty much in the house. So mm-hmm. Everybody pray for them.
Yes. Yeah, Gail was brought to our attention Friday at breakfast when we had our informal get together, and one of our friends there at the restaurant asked us to pray for her. So there's certainly a great need among many folks for healing and for blessing and for strength and faith to deal with adversity. Some of these things that you all know about that you just better that we just pray for them and not exploit them all over, but I think it's a call this morning to just go before the Lord in prayer, to humble ourselves and acknowledge our dependence upon Him. Ultimately, and I don't want to digress very far this morning, but folks, there's a lot of trouble, and you know our nation is broken, and healing only comes through individuals who are willing to be agents of healing and agents of peace. And so I would encourage all of us to guard our thoughts, our comments, and our attitudes, and maybe pray as Saint Francis of old prayed, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Yes. Where there's strife, let me sow peace. We can't fix everything, and politics won't fix it, and demonstrations won't fix it, but people who will be people of peace, love, forgiveness, and unity will make a difference. Can we do anything more than make a difference where we're planted? Can we make a difference here in this community? Yes, we can. And that's where God put us. That's where we can bloom. So all these things, our neighbors who are sick and suffering and troubles that abound, let's seek the Lord together. Having said all that, I think we'll have a call to corporate prayer. And it is usually a very good thing to ask as many folks as feel led and comfortable to come and kneel around this altar, and others can join us. You don't have to, but I'm just issuing that invitation right now. Those who feel comfortable and led to pray for other folks, whatever's on your heart, our nation, our community, we just gather here for a few moments of prayer. God calls us to humble ourselves, kneeling before Him, bowing our hearts and our will to His will is a sign of that. And as folks gather and as you feel free to pray in your own way, I would encourage maybe if you pray out loud to just kind of pray quietly before the Lord. It won't be at all confusing. I'm going to lead us in a corporate prayer here in a moment. But all these folks who are kneeling, all of you who are out there, you're going to be talking to the Lord about some of the same things that's on all of our hearts. Father, we ask this morning that you look down on this gathering here in this church in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, and see people who are imperfect, But we, Father, as humbly as we know how, come before you confessing that you really are the answer to our problems and our situations that each one of us face, sometimes on a daily basis or from time to time. It will be a need for healing, a need for understanding, a need for increased faith, a need for forgiveness. So many needs, Father, and you have promised to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So that's why we're bowing before you this morning, confessing that you're the one who can meet all of our needs. For these emergency things, Emily and these twins, Father, and I know in our own hearts when we went through this a few years ago with little Vera, how wonderful it was to know there were those who lifted us up and you brought forth good out of a dangerous situation. We ask, Father, that we will rejoice with Emily and these children at your goodness and your mercy. We pray, Father, for Jerry Wilson's surgery that has been rescheduled and rescheduled, but we know, Father, that all things are in your time and in your hands, and we keep him and this whole situation for the transplant lifted up before you. For everyone that's been mentioned this morning, for the things that are on people's hearts that they're struggling with, but just want to keep it between them and you, Father, we join with them in support to say, meet their needs, because, Father, you are the only one who can meet those needs. We pray for healing in our land, and we know, Father, that individually we must humble ourselves, that we need to look to you and not to man. We need to follow your principles and not our own wishes and whims. Father, help us, as we have said, to individually be people of peace, instruments of peace. Your word says the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Your word says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're the great peacemaker who came and established a relationship with our Heavenly Father, which we had broken through our sin. We ask that you lead us and guide us from this time forward. May this be a landmark moment that we will look back on and say, surely it was good to kneel and humble ourselves in the presence of God. And we agree together in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, amen. Thank you so much. We want to, in the vein of honoring people that we know who are having special days, birthdays, and anniversaries, they're in the bulletin. But Tuesday the 22nd, Leanne Cromer will be celebrating a birthday. Wednesday the 23rd, Carmen Frederick will be celebrating a birthday. Saturday the 26th, Colleen Morrison will be celebrating a birthday. And I think happy anniversary Monday, Tuesday. It must not be just right. But it's in the bulletin, and it says it's the Thursday, August 24th. And that would be Vance and Kay Smith. Is that correct? Yes. 3 years. All right. Happy anniversary to Vance and Kay. All right. This morning is the third Sunday of the month, and we'll be sharing communion together. Just a moment, we'll be inviting folks to come and receive communion, but I'm going to ask George if he would share what's on his heart as preparation for our communion service.
Good morning.
Morning.
What a blessing it is to be able to share what's in my heart concerning communion. First, I'd like for everybody to know that this is open communion. We have an open communion. Well, some churches have closed communion just to the people who are a part of the congregation that are members. Well, our communion is open. We are open to anybody. If you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you're welcome, and you're always welcome.
Amen.
At Harrisburg Community Church.
I've been praying a whole lot here recently, a whole lot. As a chaplain, I get to pray a whole lot. I get to pray with people. I get to pray for people. And it's such a blessing to be able to share what God is doing in your life and in other people's lives with those people who may be struggling, to encourage them. Well, today, I want to encourage you in Christ. I want you to take courage and be encouraged today, because this is a celebration day of the price that was paid for us as believers to enjoy communing with our Almighty God. The elements are so powerful. And as you partake the elements, he said, always do this in remembrance of me. And today I encourage you to think along those lines. I want to share a portion of scripture that God has been working in my heart and dealing with my heart concerning about the bread of life. In John chapter 6, beginning in verse 47, says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. He that believeth on me hath everlasting life." In verse 48, he says this, "I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die." Then he says this, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. And if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for those for the life of this world." And then in verse 53 he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink the blood thereof, no life in him. Whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life, and I will raise him up on that last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. And he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not that your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and they are dead. But he that eateth the bread of life shall live." That was a very hard portion of scripture for those who walked with Jesus. In fact, the scripture says that many departed even from the faith because it was so hard for them to understand and hard to accept. Well, I'd like to share with you this morning, just briefly, and try to expound upon this to the best of my knowledge. I believe that scripture says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And the scripture is very clear about the entrance of the Word of God gives life. That just very the entrance, it just very opening the Word and understanding and grabbing hold of the Word of God gives life. Jesus said this. The Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh and came and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. That is the glory of the only begotten Son of God. The glory of the Father was made flesh. And the Word of God, I personally believe that Jesus was talking about eating of that flesh, was talking about eating of the Word. Mm-hmm. Taking the Word of God into your very soul and grabbing the Word and making that Word become a part of who you are, a part of your life. eating of that word on a daily basis and taking that word and living by the word and causing the word to just be who you are. The word is life. The word of God is alive. In fact, it says that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Sharper than any two-edged sword, and even can pierce to the very soul of a man, dividing asunder of the bone and the marrow. The Word of God is what radically changed my life and caused me to leave a world of darkness and living a life in darkness and drug dealing and everything to be thought of, you name it. That was my life. And somebody shared the Word of God with me one day. And the Word transformed my life. I am who I am today only because of the Word of God. Only because of the Word of God. The Scripture says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. You can't be forgiven without the shedding of blood. In the Old Testament, they would lay hands upon the lamb, and then the lamb would be slaughtered on the altar, and the blood would be sprinkled on the people. The blood of that lamb would be sprinkled on the people. By partaking of that lamb, by eating of his flesh, and by the blood being sprinkled in the Old Testament, they were forgiven of their sins, not eternally, but for 1 year. Well, I'm here to tell you that the eternal dividends of that cross made appropriation for us to have entrance into the kingdom of God. And the blood is what caused us and to be forgiven. I'm here to tell you today that because Jesus gave his life on the cross, you're forgiven of your sins if you choose to believe. You can have all of heaven's best made available to you because of the price that Jesus paid, not because of anything that you've done, not because of anything that I've done. The best person in the world without Jesus is lost. These elements this morning that you're going to partake of represent what I read. And Jesus said this. He said, the day is coming when I will share this and I will eat and drink of this with you in the new kingdom. I can't wait till that day. I'm not ready to go right yet. I'm not. I mean, I've got a ticket to ride, but I'm not ready. Right. I'm not saying, let's go, Jesus. Come on. Because there's a lot of people out there that need to know Jesus that you meet every day. You're washed in the blood. We're washed in the blood. We're cleansed by the blood. All the sin has been washed away by that cup of the blood of Jesus. This morning, as you partake, if there's anything between you and anybody else, deal with that up front. Ask God to forgive you. And if you need to go and correct something with someone, Scripture says do that and then come. But if you're ready, communion is available right here. You can stand, you can kneel, you can do it at your seat, however you would like. But remember, it's you and Jesus. It's not you and your mama. It's not you and your dad. It's you and Jesus. It's that one-on-one personal relationship that you have established through his word and through accepting the forgiveness of your sin by the shedding of his blood. He gave his life a ransom for us all. Before we take communion, I'd like for us to quote John 3:16. And I want you to, where it says whosoever, I want you to insert your name For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that George, whosoever believeth in him, that George believes in him, I shall not perish, but I shall have everlasting life. That's one of the most powerful scriptures that God has ever given us. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I'd ask for those who are going to be a part to come. Dave, if you would come.
Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be in your house today just to remember what Jesus done for us 2,000 years ago on that cross. His body broken, his body the bread of life. Father, let us never forget that. We ask that you bless this bread in the name of your Son. Amen.
Amen.
Father, as we come before you this day, we ask that all of us remember that, like in the book of Ruth, where Boaz becomes the kinsman's redeemer, that he is strictly a shadow of thy son who gave himself as kinsman redeemer for all of us. As we partake of this, the fruit of the vine, we ask that we all remember him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please feel free to come and receive the Lord's Supper. And as George mentioned, if you would like to be served at your seat, we would be glad to do that. So please come. I'd like to find out a little information this morning before we dismiss the children. How many children here, or young people, started school this week in 1st through 12th grade? Can I see how many of those there are? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Well, if you'll come back, we want to bless you, but you'll have to come back next Sunday to be blessed. I had to do a little head count, and my wife had helped put together something that was really neat, another one of those ideas that we graciously stole from somebody else, but it's a real blessing, and we're going to wait because we'd like for everybody that's in that category to just receive a little blessing, and so we kind of have an idea that we've got more folks than we realize. So if you can, and it's in your schedule, and you're not committed to be somewhere else, then next Sunday, we're going to bless all of our students that will then be, 2 weeks into school? Ah, yes, and you need blessing. School folks need blessing. I tell you, I know you do. It's not an easy task. All right, that being said, we'll dismiss our children to Children's Church and preschool with their workers. Mm-hmm.